options for funding either a renovation of the Lee Barron Recreation Center or possibly building a brand new facility somewhere in the community. If you'd like to take the survey, it's up until July 9th. Go to the Emporia Rec Center's Facebook page, find the QR code, and use that. Now we get a chance to talk with Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford about the upcoming fireworks show, but specifically fireworks safety leading up to and through July 5th.
Reason, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right here so far. How are things in your office right now? Had any fireworks issues to deal with so far?
No, just the heat wave.
Hotting up out there, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wipe the sweat off. It's going to be another warm one, guys.
No doubt about that. Well, we always annually have Reason in during this time of the year once the fireworks sales are open and the fireworks are being discharged in and around Emporia. So we'd like to run through a few of the fireworks safety tips because there are some things that people, should take heed, correct?
That is correct. Especially where, it's a once-a-year thing and we always want to reiterate to people to make sure that they take certain safety precautions when they're discharging fireworks and so they can have a safe and fun holiday season.
Reason, does the heat that we've mentioned here, quite a bit here this week, does that also kind of increase the need to have those safety precautions, specifically adequate water in place?
Yeah, the drier the vegetation and stuff is around properties, of course, with the heat, it seems to dry the grass and stuff out pretty quick. So hopefully we'll kind of keep seeing a little bit of rain on and off through the holiday season and kind of help things out a little bit.
So, Reason, what are some of the tips we need to maybe follow here as we set these fireworks off during our discharge window here in town?
You just want to make sure that, of course, we're always monitoring children that maybe shooting fireworks, adult needs to be present doing that, making sure that when, even after you've discharged your fireworks, that you take care of them safely, because they can still be smoldering down inside, and you may throw them in your trash can or whatever, and they may still be actually burning and go ahead and take off from there. So we want to make sure that they're put out well and when you're done, so, and making sure that everybody kind of knows the hours to shoot in, and of course, being respectful of your neighbors and stuff like that. Not everybody's into the fireworks like some people, so just make sure that you're being respectful and keeping your stuff picked up after you're done discharging fireworks.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is the window, except for the third and the fourth when it's 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. And so I know that the Emporia Fire Department has put out a list of, tips to kind of be aware of. And one that a lot of people have trouble with, and that is, relighting a dud firework.
Uh-huh.
That did not work. Because the first thing that comes to mind is with people, I paid a lot of money for this. I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Exactly.
That's their first thought. And oftentimes when it's a dud and you try to overcorrect, let's say, good things don't happen, right?
Yeah. If it's not working correctly, chances are that there may be another problem that you can't see. Those things are shipped a long way. And so bouncing around between trucks and trailers and stuff like that, anything can happen to them.
Reason, do you have to, as firefighters, do maybe some specific fireworks-related training in dealing with, fires like this or fires that related to fireworks gone wrong, or maybe emergency situations relating to, say, dud fireworks or fireworks that land where they're not supposed to, or is this simply part of your standard training that you have to do?
Yeah, we've on and off, we've had different people come in and give us training, and mainly it was on the bigger fireworks and stuff like that, and kind of how to deal with some stuff like that. And of course, anytime you're dealing with stuff like this, burn injuries or soft tissue injuries are also play a factor into that.
And they happen quick, they happen fast, and they are real, and
yes,
real painful as well.
Yes.
And Reason did bring up, if you're going to be shooting fireworks off, within the discharge fireworks discharge window, make sure you think about your neighbors, because these things fly all over the place, and you're going to have these fireworks shot end up in people's yards that aren't yours, or on people's roofs. And if there are gutters out there that have dry leaves in them, that could be a fire problem, couldn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Reason for folks that are, really, I guess, maybe not familiar with things, is there a specific, is there a really good time for shooting fireworks, I guess, is a good point. From your perspective, is daytime better than nighttime, even though the visuals are going to be better at night?
Not so much. It's kind of all dependent on, the individuals and what they want to do. But there again, we do set time limits on when they can be discharged, because some people may not have to get up to go to work tomorrow, but your neighbor might have to. So, we always ask people just to use some common sense and be respectful of other people and animals.
Yeah, no doubt about that. How important is it to read the label on these fireworks?
It's always good to understand what they're going to do and, if it's going to go 5 foot in the air or 500 foot in the air. So if you've, we always recommend that if they have questions about something that they're buying, to ask people at the stands, because those people really do have a lot of knowledge on the fireworks stuff and what they're going to do.
So basically, be careful of others. Use the fireworks as directed. Keep that water bucket or fire hose or both handy, and make sure that they're discarded well. And just simply, if they don't go off, just leave them be.
Yep, exactly.
And we do want to let you know, too, that no fireworks should be discharged within 200 feet of the property line of any hospital or nursing home, and it's prohibited on city streets, city parks, city parking lots, state, federal, county, or city-owned property. And the fines range from $100 to $500.
Yes, sir.
But have fun.
But have fun.
Did we miss anything here, Reason?
I think you guys did excellent. I'm turning it over to you next year.
No, come on. We need you.
I'm going to run the morning show, and you guys take care of all the fireworks.
Okay, done. That's a deal.
Oh, my gosh. This trade could, well, we're going to have to get video of this, how this works out.
We're going to have to start the morning show a little bit later.
Reason, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Brad for joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Chuck?
All right. Just quickly here.
Excuse me. On our news. This is our news, isn't it?
We are wrapping up the newscast. Okay. All right. Here's what we've got here for the next couple of interviews, which are newsmakers. The two segments coming up in a couple of